This chazar is zichin neshabach against kashang b'vam Yehuda mesechach chigiyah daf chav dalet. The Mishnah said haravi ba kodesh pasul. Rabbi Yosi says we learned that kodesh has a level of ravi and tumah based on a kal v'chomer. If someone who is mechusik kippurim may eat truma, but he may not eat kodesh, then certainly a shlishi and tumah, which makes truma pasul, will make kodesh into a ravi. So we learned that kodesh can become a shlishi from a pasuk, which the Gemara explains is the pasuk of habasar asher yiga bechol tome lo yeyochil, which can refer to a sheni touching the meat, thereby making it a shlishi, and the pasuk says that it may not be eaten. And we learned that kodesh can become a ravi from a kavuchaymer. The Mishnah says uvetruma im nitmeis v'chulu. Rav Shizbi said the only time the second hand makes the kodesh tome is when the tome hand is touching the second hand while it's touching the kodesh. Could be concerned that the tome hand will touch the kodesh as well. However, if it's not, the kodesh does not become tome. Rabbi says that a dry hand will make the other hand tome for purposes of kodesh. If we say that the chumrah of the Mishnah is even when the hands are not touching, the chiddush of Rebbe would be that even if the hand is dry, it makes the other hand tame. However, we say like Rav Shizbi, what's the chiddush of Rebbe? Of course, a dry hand will make the kodesh tame because it's based on a concern that the tame hand will touch the kodesh directly, which would become tame even for a dry hand. When it moves on, Rish Lakish said, a tame hand only makes the same person's other hand tame for purposes of kodesh. However, it will not make another person's hand tame for purposes of kodesh. Rabbi Yechanan said, it can even make someone else's hand tame. However, only the hand that was originally tame can do this, and it can only make the kodesh possible, but not tame. Rabbi Yechanan said, I can prove my view from the seeming repetition in the Mishnah. After stating the halacha, the Mishnah then repeats and says, because one hand makes the other tame for purposes of kodesh, but not for truma. Why does it say that phrase again? This repetition teaches that a hand may even make the hand of another person tame for purposes of a kodesh. We find that Rish Lakish later changed his view to that of Rabbi Yechanan. Maybe we can say that the question of whether the hand can make the kodesh tame or only possel is actually machlekes tanoim, because the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua says that a hand as a sheni l'tuma can make another hand tummy as well. The Chacham say a sheni cannot make something else into a sheni. This suggests that the Chacham would hold that the hand could make the other hand into a shlishi, and Rabbi Yeshua would hold that it can even make it even to a sheni, which would then only make the kodesh pasul and not tummy. Meaning, according to the Chacham, who say that it makes into a shlishi, that would only make the kodesh pasul, not tummy. Or it says maybe the Chacham mean that the hand which is a sheni cannot make the other hand tame as a sheni or as a shlishi. Therefore, you have no right. Or it says the Braisa, where this is clearly the point of Machalekes. Rebbe says that even a dry hand can make the other hand tame to make kodesh tame, whereas Rabbi Yosi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says it can make the kodesh pasul but cannot make it tame. So you see clearly this would be a Machalekes Tanoim in this Braisa, this Machalekes that we find over here. The Mishnah then said, "Oichlin oichlim neguvim biyadayim esu avos v'chulu." Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus explains in a brisa that the chumrah referred to in the Mishnah is that if one has hands that are a sheni and he has someone else put kodesh into his mouth, he may then not put dry chulin food into his mouth at the same time. Could be a concern that when he places the chulin food into his mouth, he may touch the kodesh and make it tameh. The Rabbanon only instituted this gzera for kodesh, but not for truma, and that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah then said, Ha'oinen u'mechusar kippurim v'chulu. Mar explains the reason the Rabbanim require the tefillah is that since they were usher to eat kodesh up until this point, we require them to be tevil before beginning to eat kachim now again.